Blog Talk Radio.
Peace or happiness is an eternal journey. Most of us have glimpses of this at some point in life. Wonderful events and joyous occasions give us a taste of this sweet nectar, yet the ecstasy fades at some point, hollowing us out and sending us once again on our quest for that gentle yet burning fire we desire, that is found when all things in life at the moment are perfect. Welcome to Broken Earth Radio Show. This is your host and healer, Bill. After our brief break, we will return with our lovely hostess and reader, Nunu. Remember, our phone lines are open. The number to call is United States Skype number 347-215-8421. Again, that's 347-215-8421. It's a free call if calling from Skype.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. It's Nunu. I hope that everyone is able to hear me okay. Skype has been acting a little silly, so we'll just have to kind of see how we do. But let me see. In the chat room, guest 2554, can you hear me? Are you able to hear me? Okay. All right. Bill says everything is all good. Anyhow, welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Nunu, and today's show is about serenity. Serenity is, there's so many things that can be said about serenity. Being at a place of peace, inner peace, happiness, contentment, just where things are okay. And this is a quest that everyone is on at some point. And we have taste, but, you know, I believe it's probably maybe because of, you know, our struggles, the way that we suffer, that keeps us from being able to keep that or attain that in a way that is permanent. So, but anyway, if anybody wants to talk about serenity, things that make you feel good, if you just want to hear your voice on the air, you know, give us a call. The guest call-in number is 347-215-8421. We will be taking calls in a moment. We do have some people in the call queue right now. Before we get to our callers, though, we do want to sit back and have a word from our sponsor. We actually have a sponsor. This is really exciting. So just bear with me in a moment. And here we go.
Hello, my name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of enlightened down-home conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
That was so exciting. I love it. And if anyone else is someone that has an online store or just, you know, something that you'd like to promote, we are selling very, 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 very inexpensive spaces to have your banner show up on the flashy thing that goes across the radio thing. And you know, you can have your little segment. Basically, all we're trying to do is just pay for the show, you know, so it's not going to be expensive at all, and it gets you a little bit of publicity. And if you want to sit on the show and actually promote what it is that you're doing, you know, that's what we're here for. We're here for all that. And remember, today's show is about serenity. It's about serenity. So we're going to take a call. We're going to take a call, and the caller that we have right now is coming from area code 817. 817, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. I was calling about knowing about a job, but you're saying it's about serenity today?
Well, I mean, you can talk about whatever, but that's just really what our topic is. You know, if anybody wants to talk about, you know, serenity. And, you know, we try to have a topic every week, but we usually just have a few people that really want to talk about the topic, and everyone else kind of wants to see what's up, you know.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's all right. That's all
okay.
Right. What's your name and your birth date?
Crystal, and yesterday was my birthday, 8/27.
Well, happy birthday, Crystal.
1970. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Crystal wants to know when she's getting a job. Just relax, dear, and take some nice, good, deep breaths, and we're going to get you on a good path when you'll be working. Try to get you into an area where we can even see what it is that you'll be doing, or at least get you some sort of good description so you'll know where to start speaking, or, you know, you may even be on the right path. It's just about, you know, somebody saying you're hired. So, well, we probably need to get rid of this month, because right now, you know, you as someone that is bringing in what you're looking for right now, you're upside down for the rest of this month. But remember, we just have a few days left of this month. Now, when we go into next month, it actually starts talking about things that are going to happen pretty quickly for you. So here there is, hold on just a moment. It says that you have a refreshment and possibly even a return, like where somebody's calling you in again or calling you back. And this looks like this is happening. It looks like you should have some clarity on it, like in the beginning of the week. And this is happening the second week of September. And then it says that a few days later, you're hearing from the people and then they're telling you your responsibilities. So have you actually already had an interview someplace?
No, but actually, I did. I was laid off in 2009, and I reapplied for that same position because some workers that were still there called me and said, "Hey, they're going to hire a lot of people back."
Okay.
I mean, you know, hire people, and said, "So reapply." And I did reapply, and so I was waiting. I wanted to know, was that really a possibility for me to go back? Because I worked so hard. And I graduated from the academy.
It looks like it. And you are showing up as the Queen of Swords. So sword people would be uniformed. You know, this represents discipline and structure. That's you being given your responsibility, so to speak. So, but it looks like it does look like it's a return. And like I said, it looks like you get clarity on it, but you're not working like for the first couple of days, or you don't know what you'll be doing at first. And then it looks like you're being given your responsibilities. And that's around the second week of September. If by chance it's faster than that, if this is indicative of days and not necessarily weeks and days, then it looks like it could be, it's still close to the second week. It would just be sometime in the first. You know, but it's all in the very beginning of September.
Okay. That's great. That's what I wanted.
Awesome.
They'll notify you, then it takes, you know, time for it to actually get there, you know, and work. But, yeah.
Okay.
That is a big, happy.
Big happy face.
Yes.
Well, Crystal, it is so, I'm so glad to be able to give you good news and, you know, and try to have a good birthday radius the rest of the time. That's what I call it, my birthday radius. We're doing a show next week on Virgos. So,
that's great.
Yeah, and even what it's like to have Virgo in your chart. So you should make sure to listen next week.
I sure will, because I really want to know, because I have so much spiritual things happening to me now that it's a big part of my life now. It's like I really want to learn and go take classes. Because, you know, I see things now in dreams a lot before it happens. And I don't know why I'm seeing it. It could be minute things, but I see it, and then, boom, it's like the next couple of days it's happening. I'm like, I don't know what's going on with me, but
well, you know,
I want to learn.
Well, we open up. Everybody opens up. And even people that are open, you know, there's still different forms of opening. You know what I mean? So we have our times. Everybody has their different points of unraveling or transcendence, that you know, so to speak, and you'll see.
Okay.
Well, if you
all right, thank you.
You know, keep listening if you'd like, and like I said, happy birthday, dear.
Thank you, Nunu. God bless.
Okay.
Thank
all right.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was awesome. We do have a caller here at 786-786. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. How are you? This is Geralda calling to give you an update and
confirmation. Awesome. Well, Geralda, share with us. Share with us what's up.
Oh, well, last time we spoke, I remember I was kind of telling you about the guy dating and how you said when you started dating Bill that he did the things he needed to do to – you know, make you feel comfortable and how guys, you know, need to make us feel safe and secure. Remember that?
Right.
That advice? Okay. Well, he did. There were a few things that were bothering me. One was the ex that's been hanging around for years. And after last night, I had to deal with her trying to manipulate him to, but he put his foot down and and that's done. And then I guess the other one seems kind of silly, but like the Facebook thing, because this is where all our friends and family, you know, see each other, so he changed that too. So those are the two things that were bothering me, and he fixed those things. And I don't know, I really, that made me feel a little more secure and believe him more in our relationship. He's actually making a lot of effort.
And that's good.
It is.
That's awesome. I mean, seriously, that's awesome. I wish I had an applause thing. You know, but remember,
when we started, he was still on that site we met a few months ago, even though we've still been dating about 3 months. But, you know, the films were there. But now it's like, okay, we're an open book. We're going to have an open, honest relationship. And he tells me everything, what's going on with the ex and how she keeps calling. And last night we were both up late because she kept harassing him and calling him and just trying to manipulate him and make him feel guilty. But he's like, I can't do this to, you know, my girlfriend, me. So, yeah, so it's good. I'm so happy.
Good. Well, let's see if there's a point where she finally really gets it.
Yeah, he said, I told him he's not allowed to. I didn't tell him, but I was like, you don't need to talk to her anymore. As long as it's not about the car, because they have these two cars and they're both their names, and you need to change that.
Right.
Or her stuff. You're close to, if it's not those two things, you don't need to talk to her. And he's like, yeah. But I don't think she's going to stop. She's a manipulator.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it actually does look like she gets it. I mean, or she, in theory, she gets it. And it does look like there's going to be times where she stops, and then it looks like she tries to come back around. And basically, I have this every other phase thing for a while. This could be every other week. It could be every other month, where it looks like she, you know, she bothers, she stops, she bothers, she stops. You know, and even if it's around time, like maybe things are due or something like that when she does, but finally it looks like, and I'm going to give you an approximation, it could be because, you know, I feel like this is probably months, especially if this is something that she's been doing for years. It looks in about 6 months, it says that she has a new beginning, and it says there's good news. And so, there's a financial card here that's upside down. So how long are these cards owed, or is he saying he can get his name off of there?
Yeah, he needs to get his name off of it, but right now he needs the job he's at, they don't pay him enough for what he does, and he needs a new job. That's what my question was going to be. If do you see him getting a new higher paying job soon? Because I know you said it's kind of soon, but we're kind of talking about moving in together. I don't know if you see that happening or should slow down. So basically I wanted to know if you see him getting a new job soon.
Let me see. Hold on. Doesn't look like it's going to take him too long. It says truths are revealed. Truths are revealed, and this comes out in the month of like September, and it looks like it's towards the end. It says he's winning people over, so like the end of September, the beginning of October, it looks like he should find something higher paying, you know, or you know, it looks like he's looking, but the card here is half in and half out, so it's probably something that's part time. So I'm not sure if this is, well, because it says half in and half out, honestly, I think that it's got to be something part time, so he may not be leaving where he is. He's probably taking on something in addition.
Yeah, that'll be hard because I don't know. But what do you see us moving in together within the next, like, month by October? Because his lease is over then. Mine was over in September. I was thinking of just doing month to month.
Hold on, let's see.
So we're moving into my place, by the way.
Well, let's see. I really got to think about this. Let me think about this. The sun comes out here. There's movement here. And then... doesn't make sense.
That makes me nervous.
I mean, what doesn't make sense is that it looks like he could be moving in with you, but it looks like... But then a little while later, it says he's returning to something else. And so I'm just like, and so I'm wondering if he may stay with you temporarily, but what's the point in that? What's the point of staying with you temporarily? You know what I mean? So what
he's
I'm saying
is something else is not the ex, right?
No, it has nothing to do with that. So this is a deal. It kind of does look like he may stay with you for a bit, but then it looks like he may end up moving or like returning into some other space or something, or just like, you know,
because he's talking about moving back home to Indianapolis, about us moving back to his place. Well,
that makes sense if that's the case. That would make sense for why it looks like he's moving in with you, but then it looks like there's another journey. And it's a return. Well, right now, I got to think about this. Would this be with? Well, I mean, honestly, would you move with him? Would you do it?
I would, because we talked about. I don't want to. I've been. Yeah, I would. I know it's a risk, and if he had a job that he can take care of the both of us, so I found something, then yeah, I would.
Well, what we're going to do is, for right now, let's just focus on him getting another job. And like I said, for some reason, it kind of does look like you'll be moving in with each other. So let's focus on little bits at a time, okay? And just kind of see how we can foster this into where it should be. Because I don't think that you should move without a job. And I'm not telling you that as a reader. I'm telling you that as a healer. I think that that's the worst idea on the planet for anyone to move without an idea of how you'll make money. I think it's the worst idea, and I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm really not. But it's the worst idea.
I'm thinking it's not going to last anymore. I was like,
don't do that. I'm actually trying to help you do this, right? What I'm telling you is that when you move somewhere completely reliant on another person, completely 100% reliant on someone else, it's not a good idea. Because when you do this, it starts to become this pulling rank type thing. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
So it's actually better if as a woman to move somewhere a little bit reliant, because if a man moves somewhere reliant on a woman, you know, it turns the relationship strange. So I'm just going to put it this way. Focus on him getting a better job where you are. Focus on you guys just moving in together for now, and then kind of inch it along and see where you can start finding work in Minneapolis as opposed to waiting to move first, because that's going to put you in a real weird scenario doing that. Okay. So, because remember, because you're very, very, you can take care of yourself right now, and you need to be able to continue to do that. I'm just trying to give you the best advice possible.
Yeah, you're right.
Having been there, sweetie, it's just awful. It's awful to do that. And it just becomes this, you know, this, it's everybody, you should just, when you do decide to make the move and make the change, make it so that you're completely, you're both able to take care of yourselves and each other. Because you just don't ever want to go anywhere unless you can afford it. And that's something that, you know, we learn as, you know, 18 and 19-year-olds. You know what I mean?
Even if we're engaged, me and you?
Uh-huh.
Even if we're engaged?
Sweetie, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're married. It doesn't matter. You need to be able to take care of your portion, too, or the other person is going to resent it. And I know that sounds bad, but, you know, if your husband, let's put it this way, if your husband has all this stuff on his back and he sees you completely capable, he's going to start, that's something that's going to start, it's going to be an undercurrent of resentment in there.
You're
and,
right.
And you're smart, girl. You can work anywhere. You can get a job at CVS if you need to and get transferred to CVS and then, you know, be running CVS in a year. You can do that. That's something that you can do. You know,
well, you're right, because the job I work, my part-time job, I can actually get transferred all over the United States. So that's a good idea.
And that's what you've got to do. And as long as you're working in a place where you can be transferred somewhere, you have control of the whole situation. You can go to Hawaii if you want to. You know what I mean? I'm just saying that as long as you have a means to support your portion of it, then you're all good. And then in turn, you guys don't need to be moving back there with him not having anything either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not just about you. It's about every part, you know? So
you're right.
And this is how you're going to keep your relationship working.
And you still see it being a long-term relationship, even though with all the moving and stuff, right?
Sweetie, it's fine. Don't worry about that stuff. Because the first time we spoke, we see this huge potential of cycles together and success together. And now it's about going in and instead of jumping to the end, working on the middle.
You're right. So far you guided me right, so.
Okay, so it's going to be okay, but remember, take it piece by piece, piece by piece.
I will, and I'll keep you posted on that because I'll keep an eye on that and him talking about moving and see what happens.
Okay. All right, dear.
Thank you, Nunu, so much.
Okay. All right, sweetie. Okay, hang in there. Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye. Everyone, you have reached the Broken Earth radio show. Our number to call is 347-215-8421. This is a free Skype number. Again, that number is 347-215-8421. Our lines are open. So if anybody wants to call and ask a question, please do. Today's topic is serenity.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.
It's that time of day. Everybody sit back, get into your comfy position. Take some nice, good, deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose. Breathe out through your mouth. Just get nice and peaceful. Close your eyes, lay down, whatever you need to do. But it's that time.
Welcome to the first installment of Transcending Videos. You may now slow down your day for a few moments and enter into deep meditative relaxation with healer Bill Doyle.
Hello and welcome to this relaxation technique that you can use anytime you like, whether it's to unwind after work, whether to get rid of stress, whether you need a little something to help you get to sleep at night. Hopefully this relaxation technique will help you do that. In the next few minutes, you'll be going into relaxation. And anytime you need to awaken, you'll be able to. If you need to be alert, you can do. Make sure you're not doing anything that requires your attention. You can do this safely and comfortably. Now, first of all, I'd like you to get yourself comfortable. Whether it's sitting in a chair or lying down, just give you a moment to get into a comfortable position, ready for this relaxation. While you're doing this, I want you to try and clear your mind. Just think about something that makes you happy as we prepare ourselves for this relaxing journey. Now make sure that you're comfortable, and when you start to concentrate on your breathing, breathe it in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. On the next breath, I want you to hold it for a second or two before you release it. So breathing in through your nose, hold it, and release. Now while this is happening, I want you to imagine a pendulum swinging back and to, back and to, back and to, as the seconds tick by, swinging freely, rhythmically. When I count down in a few moments, with every number that goes by, you'll feel doubly relaxed, like a wave of relaxation coming over all of your body. With every number that goes down, pendulum starts to swing slower and slower. So take a deep breath. And count with me in your mind. 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50, 49, recharging you. Feel it rise and go from your pelvis through your stomach, cleansing your organs, your chakras as it goes, up to your chest. You may feel warm or cool, or both at the same time. You may also feel tingling. Either way, it feels good. Rising up to your shoulders. Feel that energy, this bright energy, getting rid of those knots in your muscles. Flow down your arms to your hands. Muscles relaxing. You feel more at ease and at peace right through to your core. Feel it around the back of your neck, rising up over the top of your head, down over your face, reassuring you, letting you completely relax. That's it. Just surrender to this wonderful feeling. Let my voice soothe your mind and your thoughts. Mind has slowed down, and during this time, during relaxation and trance-like states, our body goes into repair, healing us spiritually and physically. Now I want you to imagine you're lying on your own private island, your own private beach. You can hear the sound of the waves coming up the shore, back and to slowly, like the breath of the ocean, rhythmic and soothing, like your breathing. Feel the warm sand beneath you, molded to the shape of your body. A cool breeze brushes your skin. You may hear the sound of the birds in the distance, the slight rustling of the leaves as the wind caresses them. Just you on this beach. You can imagine you've been here for as long as you want, days or weeks. You've had all this time to relax, to recharge. The sun is high in the sky, and I want you to associate that sun with things that you love and things that make you really happy. Feel the sun shining down on you with all these things that make you feel great, make you feel good about yourself. Notice how bright it is here, and how positive it is, and feel this positivity filling you, filling every cell, recharging your batteries, making you feel loved. Feel yourself sending out positive energy as well to the world around you. but draw on this energy from the sun and have as much as you want, filling you with confidence, happiness, willpower, and determination to reach your goals. Just relax. It's very peaceful here. Feel that energy in your body flowing naturally and comfortably. You feel your mind organizing. Your priorities are put in order. You realize in areas in your life where you can make positive changes, things have been put off, will now be done with a different attitude and as positively as possible. You feel that tingling sensation from head to toe. Your aura is balancing out, your emotions are balanced, and your mind is balanced. Just feel that cool breeze on you. And in a few moments, you're going to awake from this beautiful relaxation. When you do, everything will seem so much more positive. Everything around you will seem brighter and happier. And you'll have a newfound sense of confidence, love, and willpower. Down from 10 in a few moments, you'll feel yourself gradually becoming more awake and more alert. 10.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Is that better? Can you hear me now? Can they hear me on air, though? Can you guys hear me? Okay, awesome. Yeah, we lost Skype. Bill, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, can you guys hear Bill?
My check, 1, 2. Sorry.
Okay. Hold on a second. Okay, yeah, because the other, hold on, you guys. Sorry about this. We got to get the other side up. And I know it's ringing through, but it's, see that loudness? Let's see. Somebody's also sending me a message. Let me see what they're saying. Chan says that, okay, she can hear us both. Thanks, Chani. Okay. All right, we got it. Now, one thing, though, is let me try something, you guys, and I'm sorry about this. we need to experiment with something real quick.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. in the UK.
Scary.
Who did that? I know, that was kind of scary. It sounds like the Martian song.
A British Martian.
a British marshmallow. Okay. Everybody, our lines are open because I think we lost everybody that was in line with all that mess that happened.
Uh-oh.
But the number is 347-215-8421. And today's show is, we're trying to talk about serenity, but I know that in order for us to get to serenity, a lot of us want to know what's going to be going on in our lives. And, you know, just basically we want to have some stuff that's, you know, our way, so to speak.
Panic difficulties don't cause serenity.
True. And Chan said that the commercial sounded wicked.
Wicked awesome.
Wicked awesome. And she's not even from Massachusetts. Well, so, you know, what's on your mind today, Mr. Bill?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Was it Crystal that was calling before? Was it Crystal?
Mm-hmm. It was Crystal.
I thought it was interesting that she was saying she was dreaming about things that were happening quite far on my way. So, like, precognition.
Mm-hmm.
It was happening a few days down the line. And by the sound of it, it sounded like it was more mundane things.
Right. She said it was things that really
didn't matter. Well, funnily enough, that's something that I've had a lot of. And it'd be something like, example, just the other night, I was dreaming about this flashing light. This light was flashing on and off. And I thought, what's the significance in this flashing light? Anyway, I went out the following morning, and there was a traffic light on red, and it was flashing, but it wasn't what it was supposed to be doing. And I think to myself, what's the point in these mundane things? Why am I dreaming about such things which don't seem to be able to help me in any such way,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but are definitely happening as a precognition. And I wonder whether it's because there was a time where it didn't happen for a long while, and I think maybe it's a sign to let us know that our minds and spirituality is growing and opening up, and perhaps opening a doorway for more substantial visions.
Right.
Because I know that even though there's been a lot of uninteresting things, it's just been so ludicrous. As you think, why am I dreaming about this? What am I? I'm like, you know, I feel like somebody dreams about mundane things. I feel like Captain Hindsight or somebody. You know, I have had dreams where it has actually helped.
Right.
In situations, for example, I had a dream that I was with my mum and dad in the car on a stretch of road somewhere not too far away from my house.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a mile or two. And I saw emergency services. And that's when the dream cut off, and I think I woke up in a bit of a start, you know. Anyway, I got in the car the following morning, and I said to my dad as soon as we got in the car, "Watch your speed today." And he said, "I'm glad you told me that, because there's a stretch of road that's called the Backford Dip. They've just recently changed the speed limit there. And if I didn't know this, I would have gone faster than I should have been."
Mm-hmm.
And something could have been prevented that day. Just by a change in 10, 20 mile an hour in the car.
Right.
Could have prevented something if I'd not said anything. Then something could have happened. But I thought it was interesting as well that I didn't know that we'd be going that way. And the fact that I didn't mention to my dad which stretch of road it was. But I'm hoping sometime in the near future that we'll do a show about strange phenomena. Strange happenings, and you know, get people to call in with their unusual experiences, whatever it is. We're open-minded, you know. It would just be nice for people to share their experiences with us,
right,
whether it's ghosts or precognition, you know,
mm-hmm,
anything really.
Well, I think that's probably what we should do when we come back. We should do a show about that.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks or something.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who've got interesting stories. Mm-hmm. And it's some of the more amazing little stories that nobody ever hears about. Because it's just the kind of thing, a lot of the time, these stories are kept within the family or kept themselves if they've not got anybody to share them with. So it might be something that's someone's experience and
right,
they never shared it with anybody.
Right.
But even if they want to, you know, and they're still not sure about sharing it with anybody, they can still phone up anonymously and tell us their story, because we'd certainly be interested, because mm-hmm, there's a lot more to this world than meets the eye. And there's a lot of strange happenings going on. I mean, you know, we both know about strange going on that's happened individually and together as well, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'd be really interesting for people to phone up and share them with us. But, I mean, if I was to share mine, well, I can bring them up on the next show, but, I mean, I don't think I'd be able to recall all the unusual experiences that happened. And it'll probably take up a few shows if I manage to get them all done from any kind of subject, you know,
right,
all kinds of paranormal and weird things that I haven't heard of anybody else experiencing. For example, I'll go into it now, but that time glitch, like that, I witnessed some sort of reset. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
But I can go into that some other time. So, you know, I'm glad that Crystal brought that up.
Yeah, I am too.
So we can get into that, because, you know, that's what we need. We need people to, you know, share their experiences.
Right. You know, we're standing on a threshold of probably one of the largest energetic shifts in the history of humankind right now. And in recognizing this, you know, there's a huge amount of you know, people that are experiencing some form of awakening through suffering. Usually a lot of people experience awakening through suffering. You know, something has to shake them awake. Something has to, you know, knock them upside their heads for them to realize that, you know, that certain things that are just kind of mundane or mediocre or just, you know, just the drudge is, you know, something has to snap them out of that. Because simply put, you know, when we suffer, when we are forced to decode our pain, it boosts us to new levels. And, you know, there's a lot of us. It might just be because there's more people on the planet, to be honest. But we're activating our pre-agreement so that we can open up new pathways and doorways. You know, we'll be able to get to that place of remembering, realigning ourselves telepathically, communing with our highest frequency of love. This is very difficult because it means that we have to allow ourselves to just let go. And sometimes we just have to hold ourselves. We don't always have people in our lives, people to stand next to us, like we have, that can, you know, that can catapult us along. And we just have to, you know, sometimes we just have to let things happen. And so if there's, you know, one of the things that I think, you know, that we can talk about now, if anybody wants to talk about it, or we can talk about it, you know, on the show that's going to be about this thing, you know, but how do our messages decode themselves? You know, and sometimes it's in dreams or it's in weird numbers. People are seeing the 1111 thing, the 111, 777-333, 1313, you know. And what must we suffer through so that we can live our pre-agreed lives? And why is this even important? Why is it even important for us to, you know, to wake up from the matrix, so to speak? Why is it important to do that? But basically, you know, it's something that, you know, we can hypothesize about, or we can, you know, really feel like we're getting down to the nitty gritty but I'm talking too much. What did you want to say?
It's all about, you know, taking the blue pill, taking
right.
the red pill, or taking them both.
Right.
At the same time, we got on some strange trip like Neo with those unicorns in the picture. Remember that? Anyway, but it's a very important year, I believe. There's something strange going on, especially with the, there's a lot of crazy weather going on at the moment. Mm-hmm. And earthquakes, even in the UK, where all it does seem to do is rain.
Right.
And we did have some rain recently, but this rain was something I've never seen before. It was that bad that within a few minutes, there was about a foot of water on all the roads, and the manhole covers on the road had been blown off because of the force of water, and the water was spraying out about 1 or 2 feet in the air. It was that bad, unless I've never seen anything like that before, and it happened a few weeks ago, and these strange rainstorms that happened suddenly, like, it seems like about 20 years worth of rain coming down. I know it's the weather isn't fantastic over here anyway, but I mean it was like something out of a movie. I couldn't believe it. But it's happening all over the world. I mean, there's some bad weather heading towards New Orleans at the moment. A storm that's turned into a hurricane, right?
Yeah, it is. And that's where Chan and I are going.
Exactly,
and all these people were like, aren't you guys supposed to be going to New Orleans? I'm like, no, we're not going for a couple of weeks. But still, you know, it's a lot of people are, I guess they're trying to drown us.
let's hope the people that do live there, you know, make it through safely if there is any bad weather there.
I know.
And there's a lot of earthquakes been going on. Even Russia, I read somewhere, Russia had a 7.7 earthquake on the Richter scale, mm-hmm. which I don't think you normally hear of in Russia. I might be wrong. But something that's really interested me, and you'll be able to find this on YouTube unless you've already heard about it before, is these strange Earths. Strange sounds coming from the Earth. Strange, like, moaning and groaning.
Oh, yeah.
And weird noises. If you put in strange sounds into YouTube, all over the world there's these odd noises, like loud noises, and nobody can pinpoint where they're coming from. Also, there's another one where there's like booms coming from within the earth, like
right.
bangs, like, you know. I really don't know what it is. Some people say it's the effect of the solar flares on the gravitational force of the earth that's creating this. Some people say it's Nibiru, a planet like X is in vicinity. But whatever's going on, it's certainly an interesting year. And there's also been, you know, even so far, there's been a lot of unusual events. You just got to find them. A lot of them you won't find in the everyday news on TV. You've got to go and search from alternative news websites.
Right.
And more controversial places to find these things. But
I talked to a woman yesterday. I can't remember if it was yesterday or no, it was Sunday. It was Sunday. And she was telling me that she was like, and don't watch the news, watch, and it was your news. And I was like, yeah, I know.
It was what?
It was the news thing that you watch all the time. And she was saying that was the only place where she gets her news. And
well, there's a few things.
It's words are not coming to me right now. Me, the big mouth talker, can't think of words. What is it, the...
I mean, I look on Before It's News, Godlike Productions. Was it on TV?
No.
It wasn't on TV?
No, it's what is the name of that news program you listen to all the time?
Coast to Coast?
Yes, Coast to Coast.
Oh, Coast to Coast AM.
I mean, it doesn't even...
It's more like a chat, like a... where people phone in.
Right. But that's the only place where she gets her news. Basically.
Oh, really?
That,
well, to be honest with you, actually, they do give a bit of news at the beginning of the show.
Right.
They run through things, and they have somebody phone off, and they talk a bit, and then they go into their subject, whether it's Egypt and the pyramids, or, you know, whatever they're talking about. Then they go into subject there. There was actually one that came up recently I need to watch. It's called Wolfman and Strange Creatures,
mm-hmm.
which sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to check that out, I think, at some point. But if anybody else wants to listen to that, it's Coast to Coast AM. They do have a few different chat show hosts there, but you can find old shows, there's loads of them, on YouTube. Man, it sounds like I'm plugging YouTube tonight, you know. But you can find the old shows with Art Bell on there. He's a good host. But he left a few years ago. But check it out. It covers all kinds of subjects, from religion to UFOs, abductions, Bigfoot, and all kinds of interesting things.
Well, let's take a little bit of a break here for a moment. Remember, everybody, somebody had called in, and then we were talking, and they said this, and the call dropped. But the number to call in is 347-215-8421. This has actually turned out to be a really nice, easy day, isn't it? I kind of like it, but I better not get too used to it. But this is the Broken Earth radio show. Today's show is primarily about serenity and just about being comfortable in our own skin. So if anybody wants to talk about their experiences, events that have made them feel amazing, even just what their thoughts are about having really attaining inner peace, anyone's opinions about, you know, whatever process they go through on a daily basis to get to move forward in a way that they feel like they can truly be themselves and not, who the world expects them to be, or who, you know, people like family members have imposed on us, or even people who really don't know us superimpose on us. This is Nunu.
This is Bill.
And this is the Broken Earth radio show. And I want to listen to something awesome. Now, I'm looking through our music list for something that's just going to kind of pick us up. And I found it. We're going to take a little bit of a break. And remember, you can give us a call at 347-215-8421.
Oh, Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
We cannot know his legendary head with eyes like ripening fruit, and yet his torso is still suffused with brilliance from inside, like a lamp in which his gaze, now turned to low, gleams in all its power. Otherwise, the curved breast could not dazzle you, nor could a smile run through the placid hips and thighs to that dark center where procreation flared. Otherwise, this stone would seem defaced beneath the translucent cascade of the shoulders and would not glisten like a wild beast's fur, would not, from all of the borders of itself, burst like a star, for here there is no place that does not see you. You must change your life.
Will you carry me down again? I have to face this man.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
Hello, it's Nunu.
Hello, this is Bill. You know, whispering's going to be stuck in everybody's heads. They're going to be lying in bed tonight. All you hear is broken head.
And it's going to not be creepy.
No, and the people want to get a tune in straight away.
It won't be creepy
more
at
broken
all.
And remember that, you know, you can listen to the previous shows on the Blog Talk Radio website. You can download them as well. So if you want to stick them on your MP3 players.
And then walk around the streets listening to it.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Banging your head to psychic reading.
Everybody does that sometimes.
And weird music and strange music.
Yeah. Strange views.
Strange views. Our call lines are open, you guys. The number is 347-215-8421. You know,
nobody wants a free reading today.
No one wants a free reading. And I don't, you know, I don't blame them. I want to pay for mine. I want
to. Like, I'm not calling up today. I'm going to wait and pay for mine.
You guys can add us to Facebook if you want to. And I'd love it if you did, actually. You can add Blog Talk. Broken Earth Radio Show on Facebook. You can add Psychic Nunu on Facebook. If you need to get in touch with Bill, you can get in touch with him that way as well. Or you can get in touch with him at BillDoyle@live.com if you're needing meditation help, if you need relaxation, if you need hypnosis, if you need someone to just basically help you in that at that place when you really are ready for your change, when you're really ready for your transition.
And healing, of course.
And your healing. And your healing. That's healing.
Well, this is more sort of, you know, distance healing, you know, for actual physical ailments.
I know.
What about, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
No saying.
I know what you're saying. But, what's on your mind?
Well, obviously the show is about serenity today, and something a lot of people tend to do in their lives is always go. They're always doing something. I've been guilty of it, I'm sure you have as well, where it's work, 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 come home, do what you got to do, sit down. And you may think that sitting down, putting on the TV, watching something is relaxing. Some people might find that relaxing. Might be some people's ways of, you know, feeling like they can unwind after work. But I think we all need to stop. Just stop. Turn off the TV and don't do anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed when I've done it in the past, it's all been going. I thought I was relaxing and chilling out because I was watching TV or something, but your mind's always active. So I don't know as much these days, but if just go and sit quietly or just put some relaxing music on,
mm-hmm.
and just there. And just hear your own voice, your own inner voice,
right.
talking to you. Because with all this commotion going on in the world, it's very rare that people stop.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's really difficult. I know that, and let's. I'm going to take it to a different spectrum. You know. Bill has to get up every day, like most people do, and go out there into the mean streets and, you know, deal with people face to face. But if you're someone like myself who basically, you know, pretty much exists in a place that is not quite here or there, the type of work I do, because I do this every day, all day long, and I know that it does. Does it make you crazy sometimes?
Does it make me crazy that you're doing
what I do all the time?
Well, it's good for other people. It's not necessarily good for you.
Right.
I think you work too much, but unfortunately, with the job, that's what comes with the job. You gotta be working all the time. So you know.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, you know, if anybody's out there that's listening, or even listening on the recorded show, that does this to actually take care of themselves and family and loved ones, that sort of thing. You know, what would be relaxing for, you know, one person who's out there, you know, hitting the streets. that's what I like to call it when I imagine you getting up and going out there. You know, but if you're someone like myself who just basically exists in a love bubble, you know, the people that I deal with that are not, you know, face-to-face people, or the people that I deal with that are not people that I see on a regular basis, or people that call, you know, people that call me, or people that want reading, you know, relaxing for me is going to be a little different than it's going to be for other people. So you got to amp it up. It's basically what I'm taking the long way around. You know, salt water, right?
Yeah, drinking it's not very nice.
Yeah, it's not, but a little salt water, put in some salt, about a quarter of an inch in the bottom of a shot glass, or
don't drink it.
No shots of this, or in a short glass, and put a little bit of water in there and leave it in your kitchen window, or just someplace where you can see it easily and reach it easily, but you're just not going to knock it over. That is a great way to kind of relieve some of the pressure, clean some of the negativity, or just what is being transcribed as negativity in your life on a daily basis. Salt baths, swimming,
incense is good for it too, but you could just like stick a few in like every room in your house and just have a good clear out of the negative energy, because it does feel like it's been refreshed in some way. But remember, safety first. Don't leave, you know, it unattended, or leave the house and let candles burn and that, you know.
Like I do.
Yeah, like you do every day. You used to have a home to come to. Not anymore.
Not anymore. So awful. I had, and this is not funny, but a long time ago I had a client that was, oh, I kept begging her, and I don't know, I actually know why, but I mean, at the time I was begging her, please put your candles in a litter box with sand in it, or litter or something, or put it in a sink or just something. And she burnt the mother down, and she had just had a baby, and she burned the house down. She burned it down, and she called me outside while the house was being put out, and she's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, why are you apologizing to me that you burnt your house down? You know, you're the one that did this. I mean, I'm laughing, not because it's funny, because it was just, you know, just like, oh my gosh, are you serious? You really did this. So please, it really can happen, everybody. So just, you know, if you're going to be burning candles for ritual, snuff them out or put them someplace where they're really, really safe.
And don't be lighting stuff, you know, if you're thinking of, you're going to fall asleep. Either, you know, I mean,
right.
It does get, I mean, it's good to light them when you do meditation, but you know, don't be falling asleep like narcolepsy in the middle of your meditation and be letting that candle burn, and you know.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You say, we got some callers, did you say?
Yeah, we do. Let's take a call. We are at, hold on just a moment, we're at area code 207. 207, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi there, how are you?
Very good, dear, very good. How can I help you today?
Well, I was wondering if I could get a psychic reading.
Yes, you may. Could I have your name?
I wasn't sure if you were just like speaking casually or doing reading.
Oh, well, we're speaking casually right at the moment because...
Speakling, did you say?
I'm speakling and everybody else. We're talking
speakling something, I don't know what it is.
We're talking casually at the moment because we usually have lots of callers by this point, but you know, today has been a very slow day and I feel very spoiled, but I know I can't get used to that. But could I have your name and your birth date here?
Yes, my name is Cindy and my birthday is 7/12/1949.
Okay, well, why don't you share with me, share what you'd like to talk about?
I suspect that I can feel a lot of things coming up for me, like in the really very near future, and was wondering if you sense any of those things.
Okay. All right. Let's see what's going on with you. Remember, dear, just breathe, just relax, just take nice, good, deep breath, and bear with me just a moment. Okay. All right. This is one of those. I'm about to actually share with you something that has got to happen to somebody on the earth at some point. But we just got to see what happens with you, sweetheart.
Okay.
We got two things going on in your life. One of these looks like it's about relationships, and the other one actually does look like it's financial gain. Financial gain that you have not actually earned. So this is actually about luck. The thing is that we got to be real careful about this because everybody wants to hear this. And I know that I talk to a lot of people that are like, somebody once told me blah, 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 and it never happened. But here, it's happening for you, it looks like. Now, here in the month of October, it looks like it is around the third week of October. It says that you're going to be having some sort of a windfall. The only thing about this is that it's something that you shouldn't probably try to do again. So even if it's an investment that turns out okay, or if it actually is gambling, if that's something that you do, games of chance, it looks like the third week of October, and the day that you're being told to focus on is... hold on just a moment. Let me get my calendar up. It is October, the third full week, which is basically the week of the 15th. And we're talking about, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. The 18th and the 19th, which are Thursday and Friday, these are two very, very good days for you. Now, you're being told you're kind of half in and half out about that, which may be actually how you're feeling about what I'm saying. May not be quite sure, but don't ever do anything that's going to be putting you way out of your pocket, but just know that these are two very lucky days for you. But the thing is, you've got another one coming up, and this actually looks like it is the in December, fourth week on a Monday. So that is December the fourth week, which is actually the 24th. That's actually going to be Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
You've got another very, very high luck day. But remember, whatever it is that you're doing, it's probably not going to be the same thing you did before. So if you were doing scratch-offs and then you did bingo, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. But these are very high luck days for you. And so this is something for you just to, and this second one actually looks like this is a big deal. Okay. It actually looks like it's a big deal. So of course we want to hear how that works. Okay. Now, as far as relationship stuff is concerned, it looks like in a couple of weeks, like literally a couple of weeks from now, somebody's going to be seeking you out. And in the story, it says that you guys have had some sort of a thing with each other in the past, but you split off because of something that he's done and you were doing the work. And now it looks like he's going to be looking for you to see what's up. And the way that he communicates with you, because of how he's sitting here, I'm seeing it being something that's written communication. So if he's sending you an email or a card or maybe even Facebook, if you do Facebook, it looks like you're receiving some, hey, how are you doing? What are you doing? Just seeing what's up because he's filling you out. And so just remember, like there's a return. And this return, actually, you're being told about him that it doesn't look like he's necessarily improved, but it does look like he's trying to come back. And so even if that's validation for you as far as what happened in the past, that's one thing. If you choose to take it up, you know, talk to him first and see what he has to say, and then we'll kind of build from there, okay?
Sounds like he might not be a keeper.
Well, it you know, because he kind of seems the same, maybe not, but like I said, I don't ever like to project anybody down a hallway with no doors. So what I always tell people is we're going to see what happens, and then when it actually does happen, we're going to take some steps from there. It's kind of like I tell people all the time, if we sat down to a bowl of ice cream, we're going to take little bites. We're not going to shove our faces in. So, you know, because I'm also used to working with people on nurturing and fostering things and not mm-hmm. just casting our nets out and saying this is going to happen and that's not. And, you know, because I believe our life is growth, and I know you know what I'm talking about. I know you do.
Yes.
So we're going to see how he is. The odds are he probably is not a keeper, but we just want to see. We just want to see. Okay?
So explore it.
Explore it. Definitely
yeah.
explore it and do a lot of listening and see how you feel.
Right.
Remember, because, you know, one of the things that I'm learning day by day is that, you know, life is about experiences. It's not necessarily about sitting still. And, you know, if you find somebody to be with that actually is about experiencing things too, then there you go. But, you know, we want to see. Okay?
Oh, that makes sense. So do you think this windfall is game of chance type of thing versus work?
It looks like it's game of chance. And the reason I'm saying that is because the main card here is not something that represents successful money or career success. It's called get rich scheme. So that means that it's something that you want to try once and then let it go. You know what I mean? You want to try it and win and then walk away from it. You don't want to keep using it like it's your big deal.
Oh, right. I mean, I've done this before when someone says, oh, buy a lottery ticket. And, you know, I normally don't buy lottery tickets, but
right.
I will on the days that you projected.
Right. And just see what happens. You know, I work with people that are really doing – they're changing their lives in small nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I help people, you know, manifest their money, manifest finances. And I always tell people use a realistic number, like 20. Like you lay your $20 bill out and you say, okay, I want to have this grow by 5 in a week. And you can do that in a week. And then you want to have that $100 and you want to ask for it to grow by 5 in a week. And so that's a way that we can kind of grow our money. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's something that really works. That can work for anyone, and it works for lots and lots of people. But this is a little different. Your situation actually looks like it's something that it's a couple of hits that are coming at you that are going to be pretty good.
Hmm. I'm normally not lucky with the game of chance, but I'd certainly be willing to try it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like I said, we want to know when it
I'll
happens.
Let you know.
Okay. Please let us know. It's been so nice to meet you, Cindy. It's been really good to meet you.
Thank you.
All right,
dear. Thank you for calling.
Yes,
okay,
thank
bye.
You so much. Okay, bye-bye. And we have area code 706. 706, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. My name is Mary, and I was I'm waiting to hear from a friend of mine in reference to a business opportunity to open up a store. We had discussed it, and I was wondering if I will hear from him shortly.
Okay, what's his name?
Patrick.
Patrick, okay. Hold on just a moment. Let's see.
Are you in Hawaii?
No. I'm not in Hawaii. It looks like you should be hearing from this guy, like, hold on just a moment. Let me see. That's kind of an odd day, but maybe it is. I want to see what happens next Monday and Tuesday, because it does look like you should be hearing from him like next week. And it actually looks like it's on Monday, but since Monday in the United States is Labor Day, I'm not, you know, it could be next Monday, but it does look like you should be hearing from him. And I always tell people to add another week on top of that when we first read together, just in case. So just say between the 3rd and the 10th, you should be hearing from him.
And will we go forward?
It says things become concrete.
Okay.
So, yeah, it looks like you will.
Okay. Were you with California Psychics?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. I thought you were. I saw your name and I figured it's been probably 4 or 5 years since I spoke with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I was there for a long time.
Yeah. Well, you know, moving to bigger and better things.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Okay. Trust me, I'm right in the same boat. No.
Yeah.
My son is getting ready to go for hopefully a second interview next week. Is he going to get that? His name is John.
John, okay, let's see. Come on. Okay. Do you by chance know if he's going on that interview? I know you said it's next week, but is it like on the 5th?
What they told him after the first interview was that he will hear something by the 4th if they're going to go forward. So.
Okay. Well, the 4th and the 5th are kind of the same day.
Okay.
And so it does look like he should be hearing from them, and it says they return and they reciprocate, which means it looks like they're offering him something. Now, one of the things, though, is it looks like it may not be what he's thinking about financially. So, but we'll just see what happens. We'll see what happens. I think the money may not be what he thought.
Will it be the same that as he was making or less?
It looks like it may be less, and it also looks like there's tons of responsibility.
Well, that's what he wants.
Not less money, but responsibilities. Yeah.
No.
But the thing is, it looks like it does give him lots of responsibility because it says he comes out there swinging with the job itself. But it does look like now. But you know, I want to give you a positive spin to this. If he's getting lots of responsibilities and the money just is not as much as the responsibilities should really be paying, that could be why he's looking at this going, I don't know about the money, but it does look like he'll get the job, and it does look like it's got lots of responsibilities. I'm just concerned about the money aspect, but if he just needs to work, then, you know, he can work.
Well, he's coming in on, I mean, he has everything they need. You know, he's licensed in 49 states.
Mm-hmm.
He's never worked on this end of the, I mean, he's never done this type of construction, but he has, per se, as far as restaurants, but he has done commercial construction, you know, and he's still going to school, so.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's all I know.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to see what happens.
Okay.
See what happens, you know, and, it looks like he'll get that job. It looks like he's going to get that job.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes you got to get your foot in and you go from there.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so, once he, you know, sometimes it's, you know, it's just one of those things that sometimes you have to build it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Well, Nunu, it was good talking to you again.
It's good to talk to you, and I'm glad you know where to find me. And if you want to find me.
I would like to find you more personally.
Okay,
you know,
yeah, you can find me on Facebook. Just look up Psychic Nunu, or you can add the radio show where both of those are on Facebook. And, yeah, and it's a lot less expensive to talk to me privately than it is to talk to me through this site that I used to work for.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, that was...
I'm not going to badmouth them because...
No.
Yeah.
It's good, but there were good and bad on there. There were good and bad, so...
Yeah. I mean, I loved working there. I loved working there for a long time. There was an awesome customer service, awesome person in charge of psychic management, but they're just, but it, you know, sometimes you just got to go. Sometimes you got
to
go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you come to a fork and you have to go left or right, and
right.
You know, and then everything, you're on the path where you're meant to go, so. All right, Nunu, well, I will look you up, and I will be talking to you again.
Okay, dear. I'll talk to you.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. You there?
I'm here.
You there, Superman?
I just
said in the chat room that you're my Superman.
Superman.
Yeah, because you're wearing that shirt and a cape.
To wear my underwear on the outside of my pants.
And pantyhose.
Let's tell everyone.
Oh, sorry. Well, we got 16 minutes left, and this has really been a fun, relaxing day. This really has been a really good day.
That's what it's about.
I know.
But if anybody wants to find the relaxation that we play, if anybody missed it, or if you want to listen to it in better quality, you can find that on the Psychic Nunu channel on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
On there, you can find it's called Meditative Relaxation on there. Funnily enough, it's even helped me sometimes. You might sound weird. Not that I love the sound of my own voice.
Yes, you do.
It's it's helped me fall asleep sometimes, which might sound a bit strange. But all the music and that was done by myself, and it's actually a couple of other things there that we've created on the Psychic Nunu channel about forgiveness, and there's a little relaxing song that I put on there. So if you want to check that out, you know where to find it.
Oh, there's somebody else calling. Let's take this call.
Bring them
probably
up.
Be the last call. And we'll play something nice and relaxing on the way out.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Area code 206, this is Nunu.
Hi, Nunu. Hi, Bill.
Hiya.
My name is Teresa, and I'm in the chat room there with you.
Hi, Teresa.
I'm enjoying the show today. It is. It's very relaxing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very peaceful and calm. I wanted to see if you could just do a quick reading, and I don't have a specific question per se, unless you need one. I wanted to kind of see what came up for you. What should I be focusing on right now? I've got a lot going on.
Just relax. Just relax and just breathe. Just relax and breathe. That's all you need to do, and we'll see what our guides just want to tell you, that, you know, something important that's coming up, or just anything that you need to be focusing on in general right now, okay?
Okay.
Hold on just a moment. Interesting. Okay. One of the things that I love to talk to people about is life cycles, actually. And life cycles are basically, they take place roughly the time between July and July, like summer to summer. Okay. And there's always something that happens at that point that triggers what's going to be going on with you over the next year or so, the next 12 months. So it's not January to January. It's like summer to summer, July to July. And the cycle you're walking into is actually a card that represents being, you know, trying to keep yourself half in and half out of things. And also this can represent allowing yourself to focus on, focus beyond the focal point, if that makes any sense. It's like, like if you're looking at your desk like I am right now, and there's a bottle of water here, if you look just beyond the bottle of water, there's, you know, the computer screen. And it's like there's something that's standing in front of you that's keeping you from really looking at what's really supposed to be happening. So it looks like you have a ton of things going on with you. And when I go backwards, there's the one of the first things that comes up, and I want to know how you feel about this because I want to make sure that I'm actually translating this correctly. But I have got are you actually going through a relationship situation with someone where you're trying to stay on the same page, but you seem to be drifting apart?
Yeah. Well, I've been with my husband since we were teenagers, and it's getting to the point where the trying is just not cutting it anymore.
Okay. So what I think, like I said, you're being told to stay half in and half out and focus beyond and focus on the other side of the problem. Like if you're mad at him because he snores real loudly, you know, there's something that you're really mad about. It's not really the snoring. I'm just using that as a small example, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So basically, in this cycle, though, we're only being led up to the next 4 months. And what it's basically saying is when we go into September, it looks like every day you wake up and you're trying to wake up to a brand new day. Every day you try new. But then it says that you're at a place where you just kind of realize that my success card is upside down, and it says that you see yourself as the Ace of Cups. It's like I believe that you're starting to see yourself really as the object of affection again. You're starting to see yourself as someone who is getting a lot of attention for who it is that you are, whatever it is that you're selling, people are buying, and this other stuff is holding you back. Okay, so basically you're being told that over the next 4 months or so, it says that there's all these issues that you have that just kind of fall through the cracks, like they just solve themselves, basically. And then you'll be looking at a real, true, like you're really looking at a place where it looks like where you guys are at a point of taking that break that you're kind of thinking you may need. But just take your time, because seeing yourself, you know, if there's anything about you that's recently changed, like if you've recently changed your hair, if you've lost a lot of weight, whatever it is.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, though.
Yeah. Well, no. You know, but see, the thing is, it does look like there's some transitions that are coming
there
upon
is.
You naturally. And because all these issues, I'm serious, these issues that you feel like are sitting in front of you, they're just going to kind of start falling away. They're dropping off. They're just dropping off. And then after those issues, it's called multiplicity, are upside down, you're sitting here going, you know what, I think I can really do this.
It's interesting because I wish it was as simple as he snores too loud. It's like a wheel, and I guess right now the relationship is the spoke one, is like the main piece, and then you've got all these spokes that kind of incorporate things. And if it's not as easy to say, well, then just leave and go do your thing, because
right.
We've got this piece in there, and we've got this. We've got connections on so many different levels that
right.
If
well,
one falls away, the whole thing falls away. So
right.
That makes sense that you say that there's little things that are like blocking,
mm-hmm.
and that need to fall away to be able to make. That I need to be focusing on more clear.
Right. Right.
And know when to actually make that next move.
Right, and it's telling you just to focus on the next four phases, which is roughly like months. And basically, there comes a point here where it's gonna, where like I said, all these spokes, and I'm glad you use spokes because they show up here as swords. All these swords are falling out of this wheel, so to speak. And it says when you're left with just the Ace of Cups, which is you, or your heart, whatever it is that this chalice is, when you're just left with this. On the other side of that, it says the pieces fall away. You're just sitting here looking at the King of Coins upside down, which means he doesn't know what's going on. His mind is off somewhere else doing golf or whatever it is that he's doing. And then you're actually at a place where you say, you know what, I can take that break because, you know, it's these things, all the things that were here are not concrete anymore. So it's just basically saying these pieces are going to fall apart. Not fall apart in a bad way, but they'll just fall out. They'll fall out
right.
of the equation. So, but it's literally one of those things, though, that our guides are saying it's just going to take a few more days, but it's not really days. It's just going to take a little bit of time for certain things to solve themselves. If they're, you know, if it's, you know, kids growing up like it is for some people, if it's credit cards being paid off, if it's, you know, what, and I'm just trying to use very, very general things because I don't want to really put all your stuff on blast. But when everything starts to chip away and you actually see all I'm left with is this thing right here now, or at least the everything else that's stuck into all the pins that are stuck into the pin holder are not as sticky as the others were, then you see that you can actually make this transition.
Does it show anything about my home?
About your house?
Hold on. Yeah. Because I've been fighting, and that's part of it, is I've been fighting to keep it and work with the bank to keep it, and it's just been bouncing back to me as denial, and I'm thinking, should I just drop this and let it go?
Right. No, but because nobody wants to move. Nobody wants to leave their home. You know, nobody wants to. And actually, what we're being told, and remember, I can't get past the next 3 or 4 months.
Right,
when I
right.
ask this question, I mean, I just it's knocking me back again. But what our guides are saying is that this is manageable if you find the right secret keeper, which is basically if you find the right securities person. It does look like you can do this, but you're being told that this fresh start is upside down because you're going to come back to this place again.
Yeah, well, I've come back to it multiple times.
Yeah.
Even with fresh starts, I come right back to this.
Right. So the thing is, you can do it because you always save the day, but you may want to think about what if I pack my bindle and really hit the road. I'm not saying that flippantly.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes sense though,
because that's about where I'm at. I'm ready to really just I'm to the point where possessions, it's like I don't want to have them along. I'm ready to pack a bag and just let everything else go and just start walking. And that, you know, not because I don't care, but because it's just been so heavy for so long trying to hold it all up and do it all. It's like when you don't get the feedback and the support and the guidance and feel like you've got some camaraderie in this, it's like, why am I doing it? I don't really have a reason to do it. So,
right. It is hard. It's very hard, no matter what your situation is, to look at the person that you're in a relationship with and feel like you're looking back at someone who just doesn't want to handle your problems anymore, or doesn't even really care. So it can be very, very tough, and it can be very, very heavy. And so you do have to, you know, sometimes we are at a place where we have to figure out if this relationship is worth caring and supporting, or are you really by yourself? But, you know, this is a tough one because you guys have been together for a very long time. I'm in favor of relationships sticking together. And I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to say we have to compromise our good sense and all that kind of stuff, but I feel like no matter who we end up with, we're always going to reach the same place if we never get past this hurdle.
Right.
Just like the situation with your house, you know, you come to this spot and then you're like, well, you totally can save it, but in like 4 years, you're back here again. You know what I mean? You keep hitting this place. And so you can save it. And just push this off for another time. You know what I mean? You can do that, which a lot of people do. But the thing is, like I said, you're just basically being told just to focus on to this up to December time. And at around December time, you're going to have this option. And in the option, it looks like you may decide, you know what, we're selling this house and you can go somewhere, but you can't stay here.
Okay.
You know,
so
it is
coming to a head.
It is coming to a head.
Because you can see it in the next couple of months. That's good.
Yeah.
Because it kind of feels like it's just, I'm just being strung out.
Yeah.
And I guess in a way I'm waiting to be kind of pushed over the edge because, you know, you always want to give yourself and your partner the benefit of the doubt that it's just the outside circumstances that are making things like they are. But when I look at the truth of it, it's been going on for a long time. So. It is something that needs to be dealt with within. So that's interesting. I love that. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
It's a way of interpreting it. I love that. Thank you so much.
Bill, is there anything you want to add, sir?
Well, all I want to say is that, remember, that we all have a choice.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's perfect because that's my thing that I was saying all day today to other people.
Well, that's good.
That was my gratitude. My one thing I woke up this morning and put on my gratitude wall was, I am thankful that I have a choice, and the only reason I'm where I am right now is because I've chosen to be here, and if I want differently, I have to choose differently.
That's right. And it's strange the amount of people that don't actually consider that. We do have a choice, but we all have a choice. And if we're not happy with something, then we have the power to change it. We'll have the power. We've got to take control of our lives, otherwise someone else will.
So absolutely true.
So, but thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Wonderful validation. Thank you both.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Well, I think it's that time. So, everybody, it's been so nice talking to you guys today and laughing and joking and all that good stuff. And thank you for supporting Bill and myself and Bill. And next week we'll be back, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. U.K. And
Broken Earth.
We're the Broken Earth Radio Show. And if there's anybody out there that wants to advertise, remember we have very inexpensive shots. To make an ad and also make a banner for you or something to have flashing across the screen on the radio page, the show page. But this has been awesome today, very exciting. And I guess we can go out with a nice, short little ditty that Bill has done, and it's going to probably end in the middle of it. And he's going to be mad about that. But let's play something else, okay, because it's almost time to go. But anyway, thanks a lot, guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.